B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezvav. We're going to start 11 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Boi minei Rabbi Yochanan mi Rabbi Yanai. We're in the middle of learning about the halachas of Shemitah and Maaser as they apply to the Esrogim. And Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yanai, Esrog Rosh Hashanah Sheloi Eimosai. When is the beginning of the year for the Esrog? Is it in Shavat, as with other Peiros or Ilon, or do we say no? It's like Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishri, like other vegetables. And we saw before in Daf Yud Daled that the Esrog is similar and compared to vegetables, according to some opinions, in some of the halachas. Omar Le, so Rabbi Yanai answered back to Rabbi Yochanan, Shavat, that the Rosh Hashanah for the Esrog is like the other fruits, and that is in the month of Shvat. Asks the Gemara, Shvat de Chadoshim or Shvat de Tkufa? Is it the Shvat in the lunar months, as we know the month of Shvat, or is it 30 days after the solar season of Teves? 30 days after that is when the Shvat, as in the seasons of the solar year, that's when they start. So which Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for these Esregim? Omerli de Chadoshim. Rabbi Yanai told Rabbi Yochanan, it's the regular lunar months of Shvat as we know them. Boy minei Rava mirav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman, v'omri lo Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai. Some say again it was Rabbi Yochanan who asked Rabbi Yanai, that hoysa shana mu'uberes mai, when it's a leap year, and we know in a leap year there is a second Adar, so what month is considered the Shvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah for the Esrogim? Is it always the month after Teves, which is the regular month of Shvat, or is it the month before the month where Purim is? In which case it would be the Adar Rishon, the first of the two Adars. You've just followed what happens in most years. In most years there's no leap year, and the month of Shvat is what's the month of Shvat. So too in a leap year, the month that's called Shvat is the month which is the Rosh Hashanah for the Esregim. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabba. We're going to see here a machlokes between Rabba and Rev Hamnona. Omar Rabba, Esreg Bas Shishis. An Esreg that the Chanota, it first appeared in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, of the Truma cycle, Trumas and Maestra cycle in the sixth year. Shenichna Sol Shvias. It only, the Esreg became ripened and ready to be picked. It was only picked in the seventh year. Do we say that this is an Esrog of Shishis? And the ramifications would be that in the sixth year, there's Chiyuv of Maestras, Maeser Rishon and Maeser Oni. In the year of Shemitah, there's no Shemitah, there's no Maestras at all. And also, if it's a Shemitah fruit, then there's halachas of Bior, which means that when this particular fruit cannot be found anymore in the fields, in the orchards, one has to do a halacha called Bior, one has to remove it from the home, one has to destroy it. There's many halachas of Bior, which we're not going to discuss here in detail. But Rabbi said that such an Esrog, that the Chanota was in Shishis in the sixth year, but the Lakita was in the seventh year, is Potter from Maeser. That sounds like we're looking at this Esrog as a Shemitah Esrog. Uptura min habior. However, it's Potter from Bior, it seems it's not a Shemitah Mice. It's not a Shemitah Esrog. If it was a Shemitah Esrog, it would be Chayev in Bior. So we have a type of a contradiction here, that on the one hand it's Potter from Maeser, in the other hand it's Potter from Bior. We're going to have to understand that. But in another case, says Rabbah, Bas Shviyas Shenichnas Ol Shminis, if it was an Esrog that the Chanota was in the seventh year, and it became ripe and picked in the eighth year, Shenichnas Ol Shminis, and in the Shminis, which is the first year of the next cycle, there's Maeser Rishon, Maeser Sheni. And there's the all halachas of Trumas and Maestras apply. In Shemitah, not. So it's Pturam in Maeser, it's Potter from Maeser. It seems that it's saying that it's got the status of a Shemitah fruit, and that's why it's Potter from Maeser. V'chayev es b'biur. And it's chayev to do biur, which means that this second halacha of Rabba, of Shvias going into Shminis, it seems over there we give it all the chumras of Shemitah. Not the chumras of Shemitah, sorry, we give it all the halachas of Shemitah. And in the Okay, we'll discuss soon how this works. Omar le Abaye. Abaye asked Rabbi as follows. Bishleim a sefer, in your second halacha, when it was an esrog that the chanota was in the seventh year and the lekita was in the eighth year, then I can understand that the chumra, you're going the chumra. You're saying that since it's the chanota was in shvius, therefore, since shvius is a chiyuv min hatorah, there's a chiyuv min hatorah to keep the shmita, and hence there's a chiyuv to be mafkir, that the fields and the sregim, they are rendered ownerless, and once they're ownerless, there's no chiyuv meiser. There's no chiyuv meiser on something which is rendered ownerless, which means that it could be that you had a sofik. It could be that Rabbah had a doubt. Do we go follow the chanota or do we follow the lekita? What do we follow here? So it could be that he was machmir and he says, l'chumra will follow that you have to keep it as shmita. And since you have to be mafkir it, then even though if it's shmita, then if it would be shmita, indeed it's potter from Meiser. But since it's only l'chumra, that means it's a sofik, whether it's considered shvius or considered shminis, why is it not chayev b'meiser? Because if it's shminis, it's chayev meiser. We say no. Since min ha-Torah, you've got a chiyuv because of sofik deraisa l'chumra to practice shmita. And in shmita, you have to do hefker. Once it's hefker, even if it's not anything to do with shmita, even if it's an eighth year esrog that you happen to make hefker, you happen to make ownerless, you also potter from meiser. There's a halacha that meiser doesn't apply to hefker. So that sefer, the halacha, we can understand that it should be potter from meiser and chayev biur. Let's go back to the reisha. In the reisha, the fact that it's potter from meiser, again, would seem to be telling us that since in the first case it's shishis going into shvius, it's a sofik whether we follow the chanota shishis or lakita, which is shvius. So in machmir for shmita, it has to become hefker. And if it's hefker, it's potter from meiser. So all that is okay. But then we're going to have a problem with that one detail. Why is there no chiyuv biur if it's shishis going into shvius? What happened to the chiyuv biur? If you have to be machmir for shvius min ha-Torah, you should be chayev to do the biur, like we saw in the Sefer. And that's what Abaye is asking Rabba. Bishleim a Sefer l'chumra. We can understand your whole Sefer, the second part of what you said, and assume that you had a sofik and you're being machmir. El Reisha, but in the Reisha, then I can understand why you're potter from Meiser because of a Chumra that you're keeping Shmita. But Ptura min Abiur am I? Why are you potter from Biur? And are you going to say, De Omrinon Zil Boso Chanota? Are you going to say that, is Rabbi going to say that this wasn't a Sofik? I hold that regarding the Asroigim, you always follow the Chanota. Which means that in the Sefer, if the Chanota was in Shvius and the Lekita was in Shminis, we follow the Chanota. This is Shmita, not Michumra. It's Shmita Meikar Adin. And that's why there's no Meiser, because there's no Meiser on Shvius fruits. And that's why there's a Chiyuv Biur, because it's Shmita. Going back to the Reisha, the reason that there's no Chiyuv Biur, because the Reisha is talking about Shishis going into Shvius. And the Shishis going to Shvius, the Chanota was in Shishis, there's no Kedusha Shvius, there's no Chiyuv Biur. So that would be fine. But then we would have a question, if so, why are you potter from Meiser? If you're following an Estrog and saying it's always Chanota, then Shishis going into Shvius, it should be for Meiser, the Halachas of Shishis, not Shvius. Then Ihoche to Chayev Meiser, it should be Chayev Meiser. Omer Le, so Rabbi answered, no, I do go Bosor Chanota. You've got one question. Why is it that this esrog, which is the chanota was in shishis and the lekita was in shvius, why is it that there's no chiyuv meiser? I'll tell you why. Because we're talking here about that this esrog became ripened during shmita, and it got picked during shmita. So this particular esrog happens not to be kedushas shvius because the chanota was in shishis, but all the fields and all the orchards and everything is hefka, and people are coming in and everybody's touching everything. So I've got no way of guarding this estrog. This estrog, for all intents and purposes, is considered similar to hefker. It's almost ownerless because there's no way that I can use my ownership to protect it at all. El male yad hakoil mamash roshim bo. Everybody's touching this tree. Vat omras to chayiv v'maiser, and you want to say it's chayiv v'maiser. The reason it's potter from meiser is not because it's shvius. this Estrig is not Shvius. But since everything around it is Shmita, it's going to have the same status as Hefker. And as we said before, anything Hefker is Potter from Maisa. So that was the opinion of Rabbah and the way we understand it. Rav Amnuna Omar. Rav Amnuna is going to argue with Rabbah in one particular halacha. Only in this last thing that we just mentioned, in the Shishis, going into Shvius, do we say, Rabbah says he's Potter from Maisar, as he just said, because everybody's touching it. Rav Amnuna is going to say, no, since this is not a Shmita Esrog, it's not Hefka. The Torah made it Hefka. Torah didn't make it Hefka. The fact that other people are touching it, so they're Ganovim. They're stealing. They're causing you damage. But that doesn't mean it's Hefker, and there's no reason it shouldn't be Chayiv with Meiser. Let's see this inside. Rav Amnuna Omar, Bas Shishis Shenichneses L'Shvies. This Esrog, which the Chanota was in Shishis, and the Lakita was in Shvies, Lo'ilum Shishis. It's got all Alochas of Shishis. It's Potter from Biur, because Biur is Alocha only on Shmita fruits, and it's Chayiv Meiser. Ubas Shvies Shenichneses L'Shminis. If the Chanota was in Shvies, and the Lakita in Shminis, then Lo'ilom Shvius, and Rabbah agreed with this. Rabbah, there's no argument in this aspect that we follow the Chanota, and it has all the halachas of Shmita, it's Potter from Meiser and Chayev in Biur. Continues the Gemara, may say we're going to ask a question from a Braisa. Rab Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rab Shimon, it was said in the name of Rab Shimon, that Esrog Bas Shishis Shenichnas Ol Shvius, this Esrog of the Chanota in the 6th year, the Lakita in the 7th year, Ptura Mina Meiser. This is like Rabbah said, not like Rav Amnuna. Uptura min Abiur. And it's also part of Abiur, and this detail Rabbah and Rav Amnuna agree with. Why? And he explains, She'ein lecha dovor shechayev b'maiser. The only time where you can be chayev with maiser, Elohim kein gidel b'chiyuv v'nilkat b'chiyuv. You only be chayev on something which not only when the zman of the chanota, but also the zman of the lakita were both done in a time where you chayev. And over here, where the lakita was done in shmita, there's no chiyuv of maiser. Ubas shviyis shenichneses l'shminis, a case where you've got an estrog which was the Chanota in the 7th year and went into the 8th year, is Ptura Mina Meiser. It's Potter from Meiser, everybody agreed with this. Umina Biur. And it's also Potter from Biur, nobody agreed with this. She'ein lecha dovo she'chayev b'biur, because the only time you can be chayev b'biur is Elem ken gidil b'shvies v'nilkat b'shvies, is a posuk that the concept of biur only applies in the 7th year. Over here, if the, it will only be chayev biur if the biur, the Chanota and the Lakita is done in the Shmita year. Over here, that the Lakita is done in the 8th year, there's no Chiyuv Biur. So Reisha Kashya Rav Amnuna. The first part of Rav Shimon's Halacha is, it works with Rabbah, not with Rav Amnuna. Sefer, but the second part regarding the Biur is Kashya Bein the Rabbah, Bein the Rav Amnuna. Both Rabbah and Rav Huna, both arguing with Rav Shimon. And Rabbah and Rav Amnuna are Amiroim. Rav Shimon is a Tana. And we're not comfortable with Amiroim arguing with Tanoim. Says the Gemara, you're right, but there's going to be another Tana that we're about to see. And this other Tana, Rabbah and Rav Amnuna, are going to hold like this other Tana. Tanoihi, indeed it's a machlekes Tanoim, and Rav Shimon holds the way he holds, but there's going to be others who argue. The Tani we learnt in the Braisa Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Avtulmus heid, Avtulmus testified, and this is the opinion that Rabbah and Rav Amnuna are going to follow. Mishum Chamishas Kenim, in the name of the five elders, Estrog Achar Lekitosai Lemaiser. That regarding Alochas of Maiser, you always follow the Lekita when it was picked. V'rabiseinu nimnu b'usha. And the Chachomim in Usha, they voted, they counted between themselves, they discussed this halacha v'omru, and they said, echod achar l'kitosoi bein l'maiser bein l'shvies. That regarding both halachas of Maiser and Shvies, you follow the time of the Lakita, and not the, regarding Esrog, and not the Chanota. And the Gemara now says, I don't understand. The five elders were discussing Maiser, And then the Rabbi Seinu, Nimnu Be'usha, were responding regarding Maaser and Shvias. They discussed Shvias as well, as if there was a machlokes. Who argues regarding Shvias? Shvias Mandachar Shemei, who mentioned Shvias? Why are they responding to Shvias when we're discussing Maaser? Says the Gemara, Chisurim Mechzer V'Ochik Tani, this is what you have to read into the Braisa. Esrug Achar L'Kitosei L'Maisa, regarding the general halachos of Maisa, we follow the L'Kita. V'achar Chanota L'Shvias, but the halachos of Shvias, they depend on the Chanota. V'Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Be'usha, and Rabbi Seinu Usha, they said that you follow Achar L'Kitosei Bein L'Maisa and Bein L'Shvias. So even though Reb Shimon said, as we saw before, that regarding the Chiyuv of Biur, you only chayev if the Lakita and the Gedila, which is and the Chanota, were all in the Shnas HaShmita, and we said that that didn't work with Rabba and Rav Amnuna, who both said there was a Chiyuv of Biur, even if the Chanota was in Shvias and the Lakita was in Shminis. So here we're saying, we've got these five Chachomim who say that regarding the Halachas of Shvias, we only follow the Chanota, not the Lakita. And therefore, since the Chanota was in the Shvias, there is a Chiyuv of Biur. And in the first case of the Chanota in the Shishis, and the Shvias, the Lakita, over there we can understand there's no Chiyuv of Biur, because in Halachas of Shvias, we follow Chanota, not Lakita. What's going to be the one machlekas regarding Maisa? That was a local machlekas. If the fact that everybody's touching these trees, that is called a hefker, nothing to a shvias, whether it's called hefker, and if it's hefker, there's no chi of Maiser. According to Rav Amnuna, he says it's not called hefker, and therefore there's a chi of Maiser. Rabbi says that it is called hefker, and therefore there's no chi of Maiser. So in this aspect, which we saw that Rav Shimon and Rabbi and Rav Huna had a different opinion, Rabbi and Rav Huna were following these five zakenim. Continues the Gemara. Itmar, Rabbi Yechonon v'Resh Lakish Amri Tarvayu. Both Rabbi Yechonon and Resh Lakish said that Esrog Bas Shishis Shenichnaso L'Shvias, an Esrog that the Chanota was in the sixth year and the Lakita was in the seventh year, La'olam Shishis. It has all the halachas of the time of the Chanota. It's got the status of Shishis, which is that there's no chiyuv of Biur, and there is a chiyuv of Maiser, which is what Rav Hamnuna said before. Ki also Ravin Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that Esrog Bas Shishis, Shenichnas Ol Shvias, that this Esrog, that the Chanota was in the sixth year, and the Lakita was in the seventh year, Afila Kazayis, even though it was only the size of a Kazayis, which is after Chanota, after it appeared already in the sixth year, Venas is Kikor, and in the seventh year it became a very big Esrog. Chayovin Oleo Mishum Tevel, it has all the halachas of the sixth year, and the sixth year Trumas and Maisrus apply, and until you take Trumas and Maisrus, it's called Tevel, you're not allowed to eat it. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Ilon a tree shechontu peirois of koidim tubishvat, that the fruits appeared before tubishvat. We saw in our Mishnah, according to Bez Hillel, Rosh Hashanah le'ilonois is on tubishvat. At what stage in the development of the fruits do we look whether it's before or after Tu Bishvat? The Chanota, the appearance. So an Ilon Shechon Tu Peirois of Koidim Tu Bishvat, Misasir Lashana Sha'avar. That means the year switches Tu Bishvat. That's the Reish Hashanah for the Ilonis. So anything that any fruits that the Chanota was before Tu Bishvat is from the previous year. Achar Tu Bishvat, if the Chanota was after Tu Bishvat, Misasir Lashana Abba, then it belongs to the next year's crops. Omer Ibn Nechemya. This is all still in the Braiser. Nechemya said, Bamed Vorim Amurim, what type of tree are we talking about? Be'ilon Sha'oise Shtei Breichis Bishana. That's only a tree that makes two broods, two families. An interesting term. The Gemara is going to ask that. But when the fruits become ripened twice in the year, then we say, don't follow the Lakita, the time of the picking, you follow the Chanota. That depends if the Chanota was before or after Tu Bishvat. And now the Gemara asks, interject, Shtei Breichis, Solkadatach, what's Breichis come in? With birds, when birds, they have families at two different intervals, we call it Shtei Breichis. But what does Breichis have to do with fruits on a tree? Elo'eima ke'en Shtei Breichis, it means similar to two Breichis, which means that not all the fruits become ripened at the same time. So Rabbi Nechemiah is saying that a type of a tree that not all the fruits become ripened at the same time, then the chanota before or after Tu B'Shvat is the deciding factor. Aval ilon ha'isa breicha achas, but a type of tree that all the fruits become ripened at the same time, kegoin dekolim, like date palms, v'zeisim, olives, v'charuvim, and carobs, afal pishachontu perusim koidim Tu B'Shvat, even though the chanota was before Tu B'Shvat, mis'asim l'shana abo, the maestros are for the next year, because we follow the lekita, not the chanota. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So that was the end of the brisa. That the beginning of the brisa says, as we've learned till now, that peiris ilon is dependent on chanota before or after Tu B'Shvat. Rabbi Nechemiah says that certain trees, where they all become ripe at once, then it depends on whether the lekita was before or after Tu B'Shvat. Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, Noagu ha'om, it was a custom amongst the people, b'charuvin, by the carobs, which is one of the examples of a tree whose fruits become ripened at the same time. K'rib Nechemiah, they followed Rabbi Nechemiah, that it depends when they did the lekita, when they picked the fruits, not when the fruits first appeared at chanota. That was Rabbi Yochanan said, Eisvi Rishlokish Rabbi Yochanan. Rishlokish now questioned Rabbi Yochanan, you said that the people, they ruled, so it seems from what you, Rabbi Yochanan, who are telling us that the people had, the custom of the people was by the charuvim, like Rabbi Nechemiah, it seems that you, Rabbi Yochanan, are suggesting that the halacha is like Rabbi Nechemiah. We're going to ask a question from a Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about benois shuach, which seems to be some white type of figs, and they are also become ripened at the same time. They get picked at the same time. Shvi'es shelohem. When does shvi'es apply to them? Only shnia, which means if the time that they get picked is in the year 2 of the next Shemitah cycle, which is the third year, including Shemitah, that means only those benois shuach, that the chanota was in Shemitah, and the lekita was 2 years later, then we say that Shemitah applies to them. Because the benois shuach, they only make fruits once in 3 years. So in order for Shemitah to apply to these fruits, it has to be the fruits that get finished and ripened in the year 2 of the next cycle. And that will tell us that the chanota was during Shemitah. The chanota is during Shemitah, then they have the kedushas shvi'es. Shvi'es shalem, that's when they have the kedushas shvi'es. So what do we see from this Mishnah clearly? That this benois shuach, that the lekita is 2 years after Shemitah. Nonetheless, the halachas of Shemitah apply because the chanota is in the year of Shemitah. And this is clearly not like Reb Nechemiah said. So how can Reb Yochanan say that the custom was to follow Reb Nechemiah? Ishtik, Reb Yochanan didn't answer. It seemed that he agreed with the question, and it seemed that he would change his mind and say, you're right. And the halacha is not like Reb Nechemiah. The halacha is like we see in that Mishnah, that even fruits that they finish at the same time, it's one brecha, nonetheless, we follow the chanota, not the lekita. That's what it would seem. However, Reb Abba Kohen is not happy with that, because he's got three different suggestions of how Reb Yochanan could have answered Rish Lakish, and says, I was telling you about a custom of the people out there regarding the charuvim, And Rabbi Yochanan was actually talking about Meiser. Because what was the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah that the Braisa with Rabbi Nechemiah is not even talking about Shemitah, it's talking about Meiser. It says, Ilon Shechontu Peresov Koidim Tu B'Shvat Mis Aser Rishon HaShavra. It's all about Meiser. And the Ilon, and when it says, Dekolim Zeisim V'Charuvim Afal Pishachontu Rabbi Nechemiah, it's all within the topic of Meiser. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? That the people were following charuvim like Reb Nechemiah. Rish Lakish asked a question from a Mishnah that was talking about Shemitah and didn't follow Reb Nechemiah, and Rabbi Yochanan had nothing to answer. Well, there's a lot of things he could have answered. Omer le Reb Abba Kohen, Reb Yosi Kohen, Amai Ishtik, why did Rabbi Yochanan remain silent? Le Mele should have answered, Amina lecho anor Reb Nechemiah, I told you they followed Reb Nechemiah. Va'at omres li Rabbonon, and you're telling me that there's a Mishnah that follows the Rabbanon? I know there's a Tanakhama in the Mishnah. And Reb Nechemiah made a disclaimer and said, I hold that it's only this type of tree, not that type of tree. It's a Machlekes Chachomim and Reb Nechemiah. So I'm saying they followed Reb Nechemiah. And you're telling me the Chachamim argue. I know this Chachamim argue. Why did Rabbi Yochanan answer that? So and now Rabbi Yossi HaKohen answered to Rabbi Abba HaKohen, says, I'll tell you why Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer that. Mishum da'omalei, because Rabbi Shlach Lakish would then have answered, responded back to Rabbi Yochanan, Shofkas Rabbonon Va'avdus K'Reb Nechemya. That was my question. Why are you, Rabbi Yochanan, following Rabbi Nechemya and not the Tanakhama of Rabbi Nechemya, especially when there's an explicit anonymous Mishnah like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Nechemya? You shouldn't be following Rabbi Nechemya. Okay, so Rabbi Abba HaKohen said back to Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, fine, but Rabbi Yochanan could have still given even a different answer. All I told you was that that's what people were doing. You're telling me it's Asa, they weren't allowed to do that. The people were following Rabbi Nechemya, and they followed the Zman of Lakita. They shouldn't have followed Lakita, they should have followed Chanota. All I told you was what the people were doing. I didn't suggest that Halacha was that way. So now Rabbi Yossi HaKohen answered back to Rabbi Abba HaKohen that the reason Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that to Rish Lakish is because the Amalei Rish Lakish would have answered back to Rabbi Yochanan, "B'mokim isura kinagu shav kinonle." If indeed the halacha is not like Rabbi Nechemya, the people are doing like Rabbi Nechemya, and you're just letting them, why not protesting? Why not stopping them? You can't just say that's what people did. You should have stopped them doing it and told them they're doing the wrong thing. That's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer that. Continues the Gemara with another attempt that Rabbi Abba HaKohen said to Rabbi Yossi HaKohen that v'lei m'lei, why did Rabbi Yochanan not answer to Rish Lakish? Ki amin lecha ano. I just told you, Meiser is talking about Meiser Charuvim, and we were talking about Meiser, and we know that Meiser is only midrabbanon. The only time that there's Meisers min atayra is by Tvua and by the grapes and the olives. Here we're talking about the Karubs. We're talking about the Charuvim. And I said, Noagu ha'om b'charuvim, regarding charuvim, which is Maiser d'Rabbonon, they followed Rabbi Nechemya and they followed Lakita. Okay, that honestly Shvi is d'Oraisa, and you're asking me a question from a Mishnah that says by Shmita, where Shmita is d'Oraisa, according to, for all fruits. So over there, it could be that in Minatayra, there's, even though the fact that it's Minatayra is not necessarily a reason you should follow Chanota and not Lakita, but you're asking me from a Mishnah that's talking about Shmita min HaTorah, and you're refuting me when I told you they were following Rabbi Nechemya regarding Maaser d'Rabbanon. That's not such a big question. Rabbi Yochanan should have answered that to Rish Lakish. Elo Omer Rabbi Abba Kohen says this doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yochanan just remained silent and didn't answer. I wonder if that's the case. Tumehani im hishiva Rish Lakish l'tshuva zu. I wonder if Rish Lakish actually asked Rabbi Yochanan this question. Did this ever transpire? Why did Rabbi Yochanan not answer this? Says the Gemara, im hishiva? Ha'isva, you're asking, could it be that Rish Lakish ask the question to Rabbi Yochanan? Ha'isva, we know he asked the question. Maybe we were there, we heard the question. We know Rish Lakish asked the question and Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer. Elo'ema, what Rabbi Abba Kohen meant to say is, Tumihani, I wonder, im kiblo Rabbi Yochanan, im loy kiblo. You're saying that he was being silent. I wonder if his being silent is because he agreed with the Shlokish's question, and indeed, one shouldn't follow Rabbi Nechemya, or whether he just didn't answer, but really he had a very good answer. As we suggested, don't ask me a question from Shmita min HaTorah, which the halacha could well be that we follow Chanota to a custom that they followed of Nechemya by Meiser, which is only the Rabbonon. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.